Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 61. A Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Amen. I'll abide in thy tabernacle forever. I'll trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Hallelujah, let's come to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for all your promises, and even, Lord, this prayer of David is my prayer and our prayers, O God, that you will give us the heritage of those who fear you. We come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, from the depths of our hearts for all what we have received from you, all the blessings and care and direction and wisdom and good health and protection, the deliverance, the guidance that come from you, Lord, upon our life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your word, your promises, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your church. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for that our names are written in heaven. Thank you for always guiding us with your voice and word, and to lead us into the thing that you want us to do and to perform for you, O God. Thank you for the narrow way and narrow gate that you show us, O God. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness, O God. Thank you for preserving the church. Thank you for the continuity of the ministry, O God, in spite of all the work of devil. But you had delivered us, you had protected us, you had saved our lives and sustained us. Thank you for the protection from coronavirus. Thank you for your provision for each and every member and family and congregation of the church. We thank you, God. Thank you for the faithful who remain with you and with your church, with your tabernacle, O God. We thank you, God. We magnify you. We adore you, O Lord. Let's confess now to God our sins, our trespasses, shortcomings. Let us ask forgiveness and commit ourselves that we will not do such again. Let's now ask God our needs. our daily needs. That I think that we are in need healing, provision, opportunities, seeking a job, helping our visa, documentations, whatever things that we are stuck with, let us ask God. Nothing can be solved without prayers. Only God can help you. No right, no left. Hear our prayer, O God. Answer ours. O Lord, satisfy our needs. Not want, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Lead us in the way that you want us to go and move in the name of Jesus. Hear us, Lord, as we cry to you. Let's pray for one another now. If you know any brother or sister is in need of something, he needs a prayer, back him in a prayer now. Heal the sick, O God. Heal those who are seeking healing, O God. Give them salvation, Lord. Provide jobs for those who are in need of jobs, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give the rights of those who are under injustice, Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers for our brothers and sisters. Hear us, Lord, as we pray. Pray now for your job. Pray for your boss, those who are over you in the work. Pray for the prosperity of the place that you are working, that you too will prosper. Pray now for the places that you came from, that God will send His word to the people that you know, your relative, your friends, your neighbors, your classmates. As we pray, God will work through our prayers. Tell Him, Lord, here am I, Lord, send me. I am willing to serve you, to spread your word to the people that I know. Send your word, O God. Use my brothers and sisters. Use me, Lord, to reach the places that we came from, the people that we know. Use us, O God, to spread your word to them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this place, this country, UAE, and to all the places that God had extended His church, to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Australia, USA, Malawi, and also Sierra Leone. Let's pray that God will grant us favor in the sight of people and authorities in all these places. Let's commit ourselves to pray for their salvations, and let's commit ourselves to spread the word of God. Pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. Lord, we pray for all these nations, O God, that you had put your church. O God, we pray for the salvation for those in the governments. Lord, we pray also, Lord, for justice that come from you, that all our needs of documentations, also logistics, that will be satisfied by you, Lord, and you will provide for us, you sustain us, you provide for each and every member, family and congregation, whatever need in these places. We pray also, Lord, for the prosperity of these countries so that we too will prosper. We come against all spirit of injustice, abuse, extortion, taking advantage of your church and your people. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of Antichrist, anti-mission, anti-evangelism, anti-conversion. We rebuke all in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you will continue, that you will do continually miracles and wonders, that the people will know that you are the true God and we are your servant, Lord. Pray now for yourself, for your ministry. Pray for the church to increase. Pray for more evangelism. Yes, Lord, I pray, O God, that each and every one of us will cultivate more fruit of the Holy Spirit, to have the character and attitude of Jesus in our lives. And I pray also, Lord, for more evangelism, more people to repent and come to faith and receive water baptism. I pray for refilling of the Holy Spirit to those who are baptized by the Holy Ghost. And also, Lord, we pray for those who have not yet, that they will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and we will receive as a church the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we need for our ministry and service. Lord, we pray for gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, O Lord, and whatever your church needs of gifts, O God, you give us so that we can serve you, Lord, in more effective way. I pray for more families to be reached out. I pray for the existing ministry in the church to be effective in reaching new souls. Oh God, bless Lord, the church school, bless all Bible studies, bless also Lord, the farms and the farming and the style of life that we are living to attract people unto you, Lord. Bless the watchman mission, all who are involved in the prayer and fasting for the church. Lord, we pray you enable us, oh God, to do the mandate of yours. Even Lord, we pray that you anoint the worship today. Oh God, anoint all the items of our service, the prayers, the songs, this recording, anoint and protect it, make it reach the people who are in need of your word, anoint the message, anoint the giving, anoint all the items of our worship. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Yes, O God, you are welcome in our midst. Come, Lord, and do wonderful things. Walk among us and touch us and help us to go on and serve you.
Passion, love that's never failing.
shine this our life, O God. Let people know you, O Lord. Reveal yourself to them, O God, and fill us, Lord, with the Holy Ghost, as we surrender our life to follow, O God. O God, use us to reach the lost, O God. We bless you, Jesus. We trust you, O God, that you will sustain us, you will do miracles and wonders, O Lord, in our midst. And we will soar with you, Lord. We will move in the direction that you are leading us, leading your church. Hear our prayers and lead us and guide us, Lord.
Yeah.
Let us continue preach His word and prepare ourselves, prepare our families, prepare the people that we are reaching out for his second coming. Yes, O God, prepare us, O God. Be with us, Redeemer, Restorer, Healer, the Judge of the whole universe. Prepare your church and your people, O God, for your second coming. Enable us and guide us. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stop.
God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that's filling your church and hovering over us, leading us to prepare the way for your second coming. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. Hallelujah. As we give to God, the Lord will open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord, for all your people who obey and who brought what belongs to you from tithes and offerings and first fruits and vow, Lord. Look from heaven, O God, and bless them. Open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing in their life. And rebuild the devourer, O God. Don't allow pestilence to come and eat the crops and the work of their hands. Establish them, Lord. Let every nation know we are blessed by you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that use this money to reach the lost. I pray for those who have no jobs. Provide for them. Oh God, I pray for those who have not yet taught to give and the importance of giving. Touch them and speak to them and assure them that you will return it back to them with windows of heaven open over their lives. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today we'll continue speaking about the church in Sardis. And let's open our Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. This church has the reputation of being alive, but they are dead. And dead because of sin in their lives. Let's read the scripture. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify, we adore you, Lord. We pray you anoint my lips and put verses and statements to teach your people, to encourage your people, to warn your people, O God, about your second coming and your judgment in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that the message will sanctify your church and each and every individual who hear will repent from his sin and come back to you and commit his life fully unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray there be a fruit of repentance. People get converted. People rise up to save you. People will return to you and return to the commitment that had made with you. O God, we pray, take your word and spread it and let your name be magnified and glorified. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Remember, this is the word of Jesus to that church, because they were not only forgetful, but they don't want to remember because they are unfaithful and they don't want to give back to God and to those who care for them what is due for God and what He requires of them. Did you hear the Lord Jesus? Want them to repent of their sin. And repentance is a U-turn, change complete in the direction of life and going back to the plan of God, going back to the will of God. Here the Lord is telling them, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. Repentance is to do the work of God, to turn from sin and start to do the things that you ought to do. In Revelation 2:5, he told to the church at Ephesus, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come into thee quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Here the Lord wants them to go back to their first love. God wants us to go back to our first love, and do the work of Him as we were doing in the past, without reservation, without being reluctant, but willingly doing the work of God that we used to do before. We need to hold fast of the teaching, the Word of God, and apply them in our lives. We need to reach new people. We need to live our life for Christ, that people will, when they see us, they will be attracted to our Lord, and they would decide to follow Him. The word here, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. The way that we hear and the way we received. Who brought us the message? He wants them to remember how the message reached them, how the message reached us. The message reached us through prophets and men of God who live their life for God. When they receive the word of God, those men and those prophets and people of God, they start to live their life for the Lord. And some of them wrote the Bible. And we need to follow these people's life. Like from the start, we can speak about Noah. We can speak about Abraham. We can speak about Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. We can go and speak about Moses, Joshua. We can speak about Samuel. We can speak about David. That's how we receive the message from the life of these people. And going down to the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the apostles of Christ, Peter, John, James, and Paul. You know, let us see how we receive the message through the life of those people. Second, we receive the message through the life of Christ. Christ came and died for our sins. He suffered. And He died the agonizing death on the cross so that our sin will be forgiven and we will have eternal life. And the third, how we receive the message, how we hear it. We hear it from the disciples whom God sent to us to bring the message. Let us remember how they reach us. Amen. Let us remember those who reach you out. Remember those who brought the message to you. Remember those who brought the word of God to you. Their sacrifice to reach. And remember, and your faithfulness to God is when you live a worthy life, valuing what you have received, valuing the effort that had been done to you to know the word of God. In book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. He said to them, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. He said here to the Hebrews, Paul, remember those who have rule over you, your leader, and those who spoke to you the word of God, those who has reached you out. Not only they are leaders, but they have spoken to you the word of God, those who disciple you. Those who reach you with the message, that The same what you say here. Remember therefore how thou hast received through the life of those people who taught you the word of God, who has spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow their example. How they live their life, the example of their life, considering the end of their conversation, how they live their life for God, how they follow Christ, imitate them, follow the same way they follow. That's why we need to remember those who taught you the word of God. I remember those who reached me with the gospel. And I am imitating them. Who reached me with the word of God, and I am imitating them. Because these are the way we receive the message. We need to apply it in our life. Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, how they live their life for Christ and do the same. We as leader, we continue to live our life for Christ, so that our example will be clear to those who want to follow. About those who does not want to follow, we cannot do things to please them. But they need to come back to the word of God and follow it as we follow the word of God. Amen. That is our commitment before the Lord. Let's go back to Book of Revelation 3 and verse 3. When the Lord here give warning to the church, he told them, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. He said, I am coming with judgment. He is coming with his second coming. He is coming here like a thief. Thief will come in the night when people are sleeping and they are not aware. He will come and in unexpected hour to steal. Jesus will come like a thief to bring his judgment on those who are not willing to watch. Those who are not willing to follow God, he will come on them on judgment. They don't want to watch their ways. They don't want to repent. They don't want to hold fast on the word that they have received and the message. They don't want to apply it. So what is left for them is that he will come on judgment and shall not know what hour I will come upon thee. He is warning them. He is giving them last warning that if you will not mend your ways, now, if you don't want to come back, if you don't want to repent for your sin, you don't want to go back to the way that God wants you, if you don't want to serve God, if you don't want to evangelize, if you don't want to set your life as example to others, what is left for you is God's judgment. And that's what Paul also said to the Thessalonians. He said to them how the Lord will come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1 to 3. We need to prepare the way. But we have song here that we have to prepare our heart, our home. Make ready the people of God. Prepare the way. We have to prepare the people with us. Amen. We have to do the thing that God wanting from us to do. Prepare the way. Prepare ourselves. Repent. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, but of times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as it travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. Here, the day of the Lord. He will come to judge, and his second coming is soon. We need to prepare ourselves. Judgment will come on as it come on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember Lot's wife, how the judgment came on her. Remember the rich man, what had happened to him. The judgment of God is coming. You say, I will come like a thief. You will not watch, if you will not behave, if you will not repent, I am coming. Stop the nonsense and the wrong things that you are doing. How to prepare yourself for His coming? Repent of your sins. What are the sins that is in the Church of Sardis? Carelessness, sleepiness, laziness, indifference to the message, ungratefulness, unfaithfulness. What else? The leaders of the church in Sardis, they were careless, no follow-up, no discipline, no rebuke for those who are doing wrong. You know, the church in Sardis is different than the church in Thyatira. The church in Thyatira, they have ringleaders who are condoning, promoting, helping people to do wrong. In the church of Sardis, they are no ringleaders, but their leaders are careless, indifferent. Indifferent to the message, they hear the message, they hear the warning. You know, they are not aware of the judgment coming. Judgment, lazy, sleepy, ungrateful, unfaithful. What else? What are the sins that is in the church of Sardis? Let's read verse 4. You say, thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Here the Lord is telling them, among you, there are few names in the church of Sardis. The Lord described them, they did not defile their garments. It means they were not living in, and since they were living in holiness, and He described them, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Now, let's go to Revelation 14, you know, the word defile their garments. And we're supposed to wear white garments is the righteous act of the saints, but here, defile garments, we must read it also. So we will discover what are the sins that is in the church of Sardis, and the leaders are careless about it. Individual sin, no rebuking, no follow-up, no correction. Book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 5. He say about those who are few in Sardis who did not defile their garments. These are they which are not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the law, the Lamb, whatsoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. These are the few. Now, Jesus was recommending a few in the church of Sardis, and speaking about them that they are worthy and they will walk with me because they have not defiled themselves. What are the things that they did not defile themselves? First, they did not defile themselves with fornication. That's what he read here in 14. They did not defile with woman, for they were virgin. Fornication. Now virginity not only for girls, but also boys. Going back now to Acts 15. Boys and girls should keep themselves pure until the day of marriage. That is the thing that is going on in Sardis, and no one is caring about it. The second thing that we can discover in Book of Revelation 14:4, he said, "These are they which follow the Lamb wherever so he goeth." Those in Sardis, the few remaining in Sardis who are obedient, they were following the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Wherever he is moving, he is with him. They are with him. They are few. They are following very clearly. The other people are not willing to follow Christ. Why? Because they are busy with their own, doing their own plans. Actually, there are people in Christ, they want Christ to follow them. They want Christ to follow them. They don't want to follow Christ. What are the other sins? We have read that in their mouth was found no guile. I mean, their mouth was, they are not speaking bad things. From where the bad things coming out? From the heart. Those who have no pure heart, they have other agenda. When they will speak guile things come from them. But those who have a clean heart, when they will speak the word of God and His will. In Matthew chapter 15, God is preparing us through these scriptures. God wants you to cleanse from all this sin. Guile in the heart, guile in defilement in the tongue, relationship, doing your own will. God wants you to be cleansed from such. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 18 and 19. Say, but those things which proceeded out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Again the word defile. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things, these are the sins that's going on in the church of Sardis. What else? What we can learn from the scripture so we can discover the sin that we need to cleanse ourselves from it is that they were not doing the work of God. They were not concentrating on what the Lord wants them to do. In Revelation chapter 18 and verse 9, Book of Revelation 18, 9, Book of Revelation 19:9, he say, and he says unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he says unto me, these are the true saying of God. And in verse 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. There are things and acts that the people of God should do. The church in Sardis, the members, are not doing the work of God. They are busy to do their own work, and that thing they were defiled by the world, by their own doing. They have their own plans, their own agendas that is contradict and not in line with the work of God. What else? You know, let's go to Revelation 14 and verse let's go to chapter 3 and verse 4. Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 4. And thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Now hear the word worthy. They have no immorality, cleansed from their midst. Their heart clean, their tongue no guile. They follow Christ always. They do the work of God, the plan of God. Their heart is with God. They are clothed with white. It means the righteousness of the saint, the righteous acts of the saint, that God is pleased with what they are doing. That is His work they are doing exactly, not their own work. And here the word worthy. You know, the word worthy, we had discussed about that before. The word worthy, the meaning of it in simple is that they value much the word of God that they have received. They had valued the word of God more than other things in their life, even more than their relationship with father or mother, or their relationship with son or daughter. He says they are worthy. I will just quote something about those people. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. Those of you in Sardis, they evangelize. They stand on the word of God. They confess Christ before people. Matthew 10:32 say, whoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. That's here the importance of evangelism. They were evangelizing. They took the word of God. They give it to others. And in verse 37, about the word worthy, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now we need to understand here, certain time we are put into the test, either Christ or this relationship. Your father or Christ, your mother or Christ, your son or Christ, your daughter or Christ. Yeah? When you choose to follow God, to follow Christ, then you are worthy. And that's what the Lord say. You say, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He promised here. He promised us when we are such a criteria. You know, among the few of in the Sardis, there are few left in Sardis. They have great things they are doing criteria in their lives. I will repeat, no fornication, they condemn fornication. They follow Christ wherever He goes. They do His work, they evangelize. They are worthy because they value the Word of God and they stand for it. They always choose Christ. They are ready. They are preparing others. And he say here, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He promised them that he will allow them to walk with him. That's the meaning of it for us today as a church. They will walk with me. When God will walk with us, and as we are walking with him, It means there's protection, there's guidance, and also when He will come, He will take us with Him because we consider worthy. Now hear the message. Are you worthy before Christ? To earn that privilege of God that when He will come, He will take us. You say that they are worthy. And you say few names even in Sardis. You know, sometimes, listen to this, sometimes you find churches, the leaders are very careless, very indifferent. They are not concerned about the members. But in the same church, you will find inside the church, few members, they are following God very precisely, and you are wondering how we can find such kind of people in such a church. You know why? Because He is faithful. He is faithful, and He will always keep something to witness for Him. Have you get the point here? You know, when we spoke about Lazarus, He kept him at the gate of the rich man as a witness for God. Such kind of people, because God is faithful, He is keeping them as a witness for the remaining of those in the church who are not following. They walk with God. He's showing them, there are people here among you, they are following. They are not doing the nonsense that you are doing. A challenge for them to repent. Few names, even in Sardis. God is faithful. In Book of Acts, the scriptures teach us that God will not let Himself without witness. Book of Acts chapter 14. Book of Acts chapter 14. It says, nevertheless, He left not Himself without witness, in that He did good and gave us rain from heaven, and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Here the statement, nevertheless, He left not Himself without witness. Those a few remaining, and even the few of us who are remaining, we are witness for Christ. We are witness for Christ, and we need to keep the pattern that God wants us to go on, so that we'll be a challenge for others. We need to walk with God as Abraham and Noah walk with God. So when He will come, He will take us and the people whom we are preparing for His second coming. We are accountable, we are responsible for this ministry. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5, He that overcometh. Now we know what is required of us. No life of sin, no carelessness, no laziness, no ungratefulness, no unfaithfulness, no fornications among us, no immoralities, and that we need to follow Christ and walk with Him, that we need to do His work, we need to be worthy, and we understand what is worthy. He who overcome, we need to evangelize, standing on the word of God, spread it. He said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. That's where the righteousness of the saint. These are the promises of God. And I will not blot out His name out of the book of life. Now hear the statement, that's important. He said, I will not blot out His name from the book of life. There is a book of life. That those who are saved, their names are written in the book of life. We can read that in Revelation chapter 20. Book of life. Book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the books according to their works. And the last verse, 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So there's a book of life, and they will check if the name is not there, he'll be cast into fire. But here, what else he mentioned here in the Church of Sardis, that those who are faithful of you in Sardis, you know, you notice he said in verse 4, that thou hast a few names, and he in verse 5 that he promised that these names will not be blocked out from the book of life. Now what that mean? That it means that when you are saved and go back to do sin, your name will be blotted out from the book of life. That's what the church, how God was warning the church in Sardis. Your name will be blotted out from the book of life. Now, in the scriptures teach us that names can be blotted out from the book of life. That's why we need to very carefully check ourselves what we are doing. Are we sensitive to His voice? Are we doing His work? Are we following Him? Are we cleansing ourselves from sin? Are we preparing ourselves and others for the second coming of Christ? Or we are careless, indifferent, non-watching, not doing the work, ungrateful, unfaithful. Yes, we receive good things, but we are not willing to give back to God and committing ourselves to the work of God, to do the work with those who reach us, those who help us to know God. What kind of people we are? Are we are people that we keep our names on the book of life, or the people who are working to blot out the names? Check yourself. Let us check now the scriptures that speak about names to be blot out from the book of life. Exodus chapter 32. You see, those who overcome, their name will not be blotted out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He promised that. If you confess me before men, I will confess you before God. If you renounce me before men, I will renounce you before God. He will not evangelize. He will not confess our names. Book of Exodus chapter 32 and verse 33, what God said to Moses about those who do wrong. He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Blot out is raise, cover, hide. When they open the book, they cannot read his name. Deuteronomy, that's why they say that you have a reputation being alive, but you are dead. The proof of death is that the name is not written in the book of life. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 9, Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 14. God said to Moses, let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. And the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, about the man who hears the word but he does not repent. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 20, say, the Lord the Lord will not spare him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man And all the curses that are written in this book shall be upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. This is what he said to the church in Sardis, that those who are faithful, worthy, they will walk with me, I will confess their name before my Father, and I will not blot out his name, their name, from the book of life. Let's all stand. We are left without choice but to obey. Again, the other side of, the opposite side to heaven is hell. There's nothing in between. Either you live a life worthy of Christ, or otherwise, your name will be blot out from the book of life. Time for repentance. Come back to God. Renounce your sins. Renounce your own will. Give up your wrongdoings, your laziness, complacency, ungratefulness, unfaithfulness. Repent of all these things. Commit yourself to serve the Lord. Do His will. Obey His commands. The Lord is coming. He's coming soon. He will come like a thief in the night, if you will not watch. Yes, O God. Thank you for your word that remind me. O God, I pray that your word will bring, had brought, I believe, O God, the changes that you want to see, Lord. O God, work in our lives, in the life of my brothers and sisters here, and in other places, O God, that everyone will be keen, that his name will not be blot out from the book of life. That we will serve you wholeheartedly. We will follow you wherever you go. And our heart are not defiled, our tongue are undefiled, our garments and bodies are not defiled. Teach us more of your ways, O God. Lord, we commit ourselves. I commit myself, Lord, to lift up your name on high. To serve you wholeheartedly. To follow you till you come and take us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I lift your name.
worthy, O God, as we have studied today. Take your word, O God, and spread it. And let reach your church and your people, our brethren. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.